A flickering letter I appears, followed by the letters F and C. IFC Midnight. Part of the M drips red. In white on black, a stick figure horse and winged rider appear. The rider pulls back his bow. Words appear, Samuel Marshall Films. A blue square appears on black. The letters MFC in white fill the center, and a white border surrounds the blue square. Media Finance Capital, a Dorfman Media Company. On white, a tall, flat, grey standing stone appears. The word Gateway appears beneath it. A man in a suit sits at a desk.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Lucas Hunt, and I'd like to tell you a story.
Daytime, the standing stone in an open field.
For thousands of years, the Gator Stone has attracted people from far and wide with its mystery, its magic, and its power. They come to celebrate the solstice as a way of marking the transition from one season to another. Gator, meaning gateway in Gaelic. The Wicks family farm has occupied this land for years. It has been their home for generations. Working closely in partnership with the Wicks family, I have embraced a land steeped in history, respecting its past, to create something truly special.
In a remodeled Old English estate, Lucas sips coffee in the kitchen. A woman sits at the large cooking island drinking coffee.
Gateway One.
In a living room.
Contemporary design.
He buttons his jacket.
Coupled with traditional materials. Beautiful, natural surroundings, with an easy commute to the city.
Outside, Lucas throws a ball.
It's the perfect place to raise a family.
The woman, pregnant, embraces Lucas.
Central to Gateway will be an exclusive piece of bespoke sculpture by world-renowned artist Eva Velasquez.
Pictures of Eva.
That will reflect Gateway's past and the future to come.
From above, a map of five planned lots on the grounds.
But Gateway can be your very own slice of paradise. Now feel free to get in contact with me, and I will personally show you around our beautiful show home. Because the opportunity is great, and the time is now. Register your interest for a chance to be a part of history. Come and join us at Gateway.
Blood covers Lucas's head. It drips down his face and beard. Daytime. From above, the remodeled estate. In the center of the landscaped courtyard is a large object covered with a blue tarp. Black. White words appear. Adam and Eva. The morning sun shines on a man and woman asleep in bed. Adam lies on his back. Eva turns towards him. She smiles, closes her eyes, and snuggles closer.
You awake? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you.
Eyes closed, they kiss. A video call on a cell phone.
Happy birthday, mate. I hope that all your wishes and dreams come true and that you grow at least half an inch. It's the best we can hope for. And that you become the size of a real-life man. I love you. Can't wait to see you tonight. Let's have some fun. Bye, mate.
Happy birthday. See you tonight.
Adam walks to the window. He looks at the courtyard landscaped with small trees, their leaves sculpted into round tops. The blue tarp covers the tall sculpture at the center of the courtyard. Adam smiles. Eva approaches him from behind, kisses his cheek, and rests her chin on his shoulder.
Just think. After tonight, this is ours.
Adam smiles at her. She kisses his cheek and leaves. He looks out the window. He enters a hallway. He walks down a circular wooden stairway to the first floor. He wears running shoes, a t-shirt, and shorts over his running tights. He walks through the living room and out of the house. Adam enters the large driveway at the front of the estate. He jogs into the woods. Words Appear, a Samuel Marshall Films production. Adam jogs down a dirt path in the woods. He wears earbuds. Words Appear, in association with Media Finance Capital. Ewan Rion, Catalina Sandino Moreno. Tom Cullen, Ines Spiridonov. Connor Swindells, Tommy McDonnell, Will Kemp. A film by Charles Dorfman. Adam runs. He exhales through his mouth. He stops. He looks to the side of the trail. He sees an injured fox lying beside a wire fence. It has a bloody wound on its rear leg. It breathes quickly. Adam takes out his phone. The fox slowly opens his eye and closes it. Adam removes his earbuds. He notices barbed wire wrapped around the fox's bloody leg. He walks slowly towards the fox. The fox doesn't move. It stares straight ahead. He kneels next to the fox. He looks at the bloody wound. He clenches his jaw and swallows. He moves his hand cautiously towards the barbed wire on the fox's leg. He touches it. The fox snaps at him. He jumps away, landing on his back. Adam stands. He looks at the fox. Adam looks around, then back at the fox. He jogs away and looks back over his shoulder. He runs down the trail and out of sight. A man drives a van on a road through the woods. He has dark, short-cropped hair. The van pulls into the Gateway Estate's wide driveway. The man stares out of the windshield. He exits the van. Dust clouds blow in the wind. Eva wears goggles and a face mask. She holds a power sander. The man enters the courtyard. He approaches Eva, who works on the bottom of the tarp-covered sculpture. He stands behind her and watches. Eva places the sander on a nearby table. She removes her goggles and looks at the sculpture. She removes her mask and smiles at the man, who smiles back at her. He looks at the tarp-covered sculpture and shrugs.
Do you think you've ordered enough this week? Well, it's Adam's birthday tonight.
You're welcome to come by for a drink if you like.
I'm not sure that on his birthday he wants to find out that you're head over heels in love with me.
7:30 if you fancy.
You're going to have to play.
Adam watches them approach through the kitchen window. He waves. They stop and look at Adam. Eva mouths, "What happened?" Adam shows his dirty hands and rolls his eyes. Adam moves to the kitchen sink. Eva walks away. The man watches Adam from the window. Adam turns away from the sink and looks at the man. The man walks away. Adam wipes his hands over the sink. He throws a towel onto the counter. He walks towards the refrigerator and stops. He spots the injured fox lying on the kitchen floor in a puddle of blood. He mouths, "The fuck?" The fox opens its eyes. Adam swallows. Eva enters carrying a crate of vegetables.
Hey!
She notices the fox.
Oh my God. What the fuck is the fox doing in our kitchen, Adam?
I don't know.
She looks at the fox's wound. The barbed wire is gone.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Adam.
What?
Just do something.
Adam waves his hands towards the fox.
Shoot. Shoot. I said, shoot. Get it. Go.
Dan
enters. He carries a crate of bottles. He places it on the kitchen island. He stares at the fox.
What are we going to do?
Adam looks at Eva. Dan removes his jacket. Adam watches Dan as he slowly approaches the fox and holds out his jacket. He bends over the fox. Its eye opens. He throws his jacket over the fox. He presses down on it. Adam watches wide-eyed. Eva stares, her hands over her mouth.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. I guess we had to do that.
Yeah.
There's mercy.
Oh, that's awful.
It's the right thing to do.
Dan looks at Adam. Adam looks away.
I'll take care of this.
Hey, would you like something to drink?
There's lots to be going on with.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, thank you for taking care of that.
That's okay. Anything for you, E? Happy to help?
Dan gives Adam a look and winks at Eva. Dan leaves. Adam goes to the sink. Eva leans on the kitchen island. She bites her lower lip. Adam takes a plastic bucket filled with water, rubber gloves and towels. Adam kneels. He puts on a rubber glove. Eva moves the crate of vegetables to the island.
Are you okay, Adam?
I'm fine.
Let me help you with that.
I'm fine. Foxes.
There are foxes in London, Adam.
Not bleeding out on my kitchen floor.
You need to relax.
You know what? I don't like the way he just comes in here.
He was helping.
He was flirting.
What?
Oh, anything for you, E.
What were we going to do without him? Shoo it to death?
You know what?
Adam stands. He throws down the rubber gloves.
I have work to do.
He walks away. Eva empties vegetables from the crate. In Adam's office, a wooden block in the shape of a house sits on his desk. He reads a document with a Gateway logo. On it, Mr. Lucas Hunt, director, Gateway One Limited, the freeholder, and Miss Eva Velazquez, Mr. Adam Davies, the leaseholders. He flips through the pages. He looks out of the window. He opens his laptop. He types Adam Davies director into a search engine. He clicks on images. On the screen appear photos of Adam and Eva posing for the cameras at different events. Eva opens the door.
Ad? You got a minute?
Sure.
Adam closes the laptop and sits back in his chair. Eva sits on the couch opposite him.
Lucas is coming here tonight.
Yes?
Which means this is going to be your home.
Yes?
Look, I know this isn't where we saw ourselves ending up. But I love it. I want to have family with you. I mean, I want to have family with you here.
A tear rolls down her cheek.
But if this isn't what you want, you just have to be honest with me.
I'm sorry. I'm being a dick. That fox. No, I don't know. I'm just, it's my birthday. I don't know.
Adam sits next to Eva.
This is the next step for us.
Yeah.
Me and you against the world.
Yeah.
And if anyone gets in our way, I'll just shoot them to death.
Eva puts her hand on the back of his head. They kiss. Black. White words appear. Lucas and Chloe.
Okay.
Lucas drives.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Chloe videos.
What are you doing?
The video has effects added.
What are you doing?
Filming you.
Yeah, I can see that you're filming me. Why are you making me...
You're so hot as a type.
Flames come out of his nose.
Oh, my God. That just came out of my nostril. Okay, so I'm going to practice... I'm going to practice this. The speech. Okay. Hey guys, what's up? So we finally made it to the guest stand. The energy here at this festival is absolute. Get out of here, man.
He pushes Chloe away.
Hey guys.
No.
Hey guys, what's up? So we finally... Ooh.
She bites his finger.
Hold on. Hey guys, what's up? So here we are. We've made it to the Goethe stand. The energy is electric, buzzing. You can feel the sense of history. Oh my God. Oh, it's fascinating. The atmosphere is alive. Magical. Magical. Magical's good because it's like, it's in with all the druid stuff, isn't it? The energy here is magical. This is where I want to talk about Alan, I think. But I don't want to make it too emotional. Maybe we should be sad, you know?
I think you should talk about it, but don't be too sad. Sad is boring.
Hey guys, what's up? So, we finally got here after our long drive to the Goethe Stone, and let me tell you, God, the energy here is amazing.
Lucas scratches his head. He rubs his eyes.
Oh. I'm really sorry. So before I go on, as some of you may know, Alan Wicks,
hey, mate.
Who's...
Oh,
hey!
Give me back my phone! Don't touch my fucking phone!
Hey, guys, what's up? So, we finally made it to the Goethe Stone, and you can make it out just there. Yeah, God, it feels amazing to be here with all these awesome people. Just the energy here is...
He rubs his eyes.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Look, before I go on, as many of you know, Alan Wicks was my former partner in Gateway. He sadly passed away earlier this month. And I was so proud to work on this project with him. But more importantly, he was a really close and really great friend.
So no matter what they're saying on social media, can we please, please just stop adding fuel to this negative?
Adam looks at his phone.
We all make mistakes, right? So right now, my thoughts go out to Alan Wicks's truly wonderful son at this hard time.
Adam reads on his phone, Hunt versus Wicks. Courtroom drama ends in fatal heart attack. Adam scrolls. The Wicks family, who have lived on the land for generations, claim they were willfully misled over the terms of the deal. Black, white words appear, all together now. Daytime. The front door and entranceway inside Adam and Eva's house. Abstract sculptures sit on a wooden bureau. Above it, framed photos of farm, fields and a tractor. Eva walks to the front door. A scarf is tied with a bow in her hair. She wears a sleeveless low-cut blouse. She stops near the door and looks towards the living room. Adam approaches. Adam uses his phone to adjust the music and a lamp's light.
Adam.
Yeah.
Eva wipes Adam's cheek with her thumb.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Evie. Evie.
Come on. Bring it in.
The social media king. I can't believe he's here. And you must be Chloe. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Mate, happy birthday. Bring it in.
Thank you, mate. Fucking Benjamin Button. Honestly, put him in a school uniform. Couldn't tell the difference.
Yes, yes, very good. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. You too.
Come in.
Outside, the front door closes. Beyond the pebbled driveway, a fox sits on the lawn. It stares towards the house.
Right, come on, we're down here.
No, I'll take those.
It's all right, mate, I know where I'm going.
No, please, mate.
All right, easy, mate. It's not your house yet, is it?
Listen, A, before I forget, Chloe's going to be too shy to say it, but she's your number one biggest fan.
You're such an idiot.
That's the Lucas we know and love.
I did my final dissertation on your work in art school.
No, you're an artist.
Aspiring.
Well, we'll have to start somewhere, right? Would you like to see my studio?
I'd love to.
Of course. We'll be back.
Eva smiles at Adam. He smiles.
Great.
In the kitchen.
Viral, mate.
Really? Fucking viral. Great. I did not expect that level of interest.
That's great, mate. Engagement has been insane.
Great. And you know, who knew I was going to meet what could be the love of my life? And you made that happen. Thank you. I mean, I really mean that. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you.
If I'm honest, I don't think you could do much apart from make shampoo look sexy. So, you know, seeing you on set, in your element, doing your things. Yeah, I mean, I was actually quite impressed. Well, I think it really tells a story. Yeah?
Cheers.
Anyway, mate, what's going on with you? You taken to country life?
Love country life. Love it.
And you finally jacked in all your work malarkey and you're getting around to writing your magnum opus.
Living here, you know, surrounded by nature and this amazing house. It's just, you know, it's been, well, I mean, just been brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it's been just brilliant.
Well, it's my pleasure, mate. My pleasure. I'll take credit where credit is due.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
They raise their bottles of beer towards each other. They drink.
I saw that thing you did about Wicks. Shit.
Yeah. How was his heart, mate? What can you do?
Did you guys ever manage to patch things up, or...?
Should never have gone to court, I'm telling you. It's stupid. But... no good deed goes unpunished, right? Never mess with a man's reputation, mate. That much I'll say. Never. But yeah, it was a shame. Real shame.
Shit, man, yeah, real shame. It's terrible.
In Eva's studio, the wall is covered with drawings and illustrations. In one, four bloody hands hold two white animal skulls with long snouts, a 19th century illustration of a woman wearing a fox-like mask. Chloe walks slowly, studying the images that fill the studio's wall. Most are in black and white, but some are in color, showing orange flames. Eva smiles. She looks at the collage that covers the wall. Her smile fades. She takes a breath.
Being here has drawn my work towards something. I mean, I certainly can't explain it.
A photo of a human knee cut open. A drawing of a naked man in flames.
And I'm not trying to understand it.
A photo of a deer carcass.
I'm just really grateful to Lucas for bringing us here.
God, this is embarrassing. I feel like a little kid. Just... Lucas wasn't joking. Your work has meant a lot to me.
Thank you, Chloe.
You know, I was nervous about coming. But I'm so glad Lucas convinced me.
Well, if he's anything, he's persuasive.
He's probably 50% Neanderthal, but... But I love him.
In the kitchen.
It was a mercy.
100%.
Probably wandered in here looking for a place to die or something. You've got to be practical about these things.
Fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell. You lad. You absolute fucking lad.
It was the right thing to do.
Lad.
He doesn't know, so... Oh, don't say anything, yeah?
No, you worry too much, mate. I got just the thing.
Lucas slides a small black box across the counter.
Happy birthday.
Adam opens the box. Inside is a small glass medicine dropper. Adam removes it and holds it up, looking through the amber glass at clear liquid.
You really brought it?
Well, I'm a man of my word. But not for tonight, though, because these things, they do not mix. But tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's going to be the first day of the rest of your life.
Adam, wide-eyed, nods. On the patio.
They say it's like 10 years of therapy in one night.
Oh, God, I hope so.
It's removed the mask we wear, revealing those oldest parts of our mind that we never really touch. It's brought out something really sweet and vulnerable in Lucas.
I'm going at it, you know, I'm really going at it, because I'm just, like, in this zone, and then suddenly this, like, moment of Elysium just hit and... It was like these fucking laser beams of rainbow shooting out of my dick, and I just started to cut, like, shapes into the wall, and it spelt Lucas.
Can't wait.
The blue tarp undulates in the breeze.
Check him up over here, guys. Oh, fucking hell. Big enough, is he?
Shh, behave.
All right, come on then, show me what you got. I'm ready. Hey, guys, what's up?
Lucas, do you have to do that?
Well, I've got to give the people what they want.
Give it to them later. This is just for us.
We are going to have to do this whole thing again, then. Should we, you want us to do, like, a countdown or something?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay. Right. Three, two, one.
The blue tarp drops, revealing a tall, flat stone monolith. They all stare at it.
Worth every penny.
Eva smiles at Adam. He smiles back. Adam looks at the field. A murder of crows takes flight. Black. A white word appears. Dinner. At the dining room table.
The reason they make that squealing noise is because the male penis is barbed and it's painful. So that's the noise they make when they fuck.
He's so romantic.
I would actually love to go for a hunt one day.
Oh, you can't anymore.
Why?
Well, it's illegal. I mean, when I say it's illegal, they can hunt the fox. They're just not allowed to... The dogs. They're not allowed to kill it. But, I mean, we can... Well, they can trap it humanely, I think.
Mr. Fox Rang right over here.
What's this?
Well, your boy over here.
He only went and put an injured fox out of his misery with his bare hands, no less.
Lucas and Chloe smile at Adam. Eva gives Adam a look.
Really? You did?
Now, don't be angry with him. The fox is in pain. He was injured. It's the right thing to do.
That's the thing about Adam. He always knows the right thing to do.
Eva puts her hand on Adam's back. She looks into his eyes. He looks away.
He has the face of a rapist.
I'm sorry. Everyone knew what was going on, right? And obviously the girls, they were gaining something from it.
Sure. Power can be attractive.
It's how we met, isn't it?
Oh, fuck off.
I just can't wrap my head around a currency that's not backed up by a nation.
Yes, it's a fiction, but nations are fictions too.
Blockchain. That isn't everything. A fiction.
Oh, God, you and your fictions.
Blockchain, man.
I don't think you need a ring and a piece of paper to share your life with someone.
We share everything 50-50 anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not changing my name.
That's because Eva Velasquez gets paid. I mean, believe me, I should know. The truth, why should he care about the truth?
How can you say that? What's more important than the truth?
Well,
that's subjective, isn't it?
Oh, how cute. And his whole stance on birth control is just disgusting. He's a racist.
He sorted out North Korea, didn't he? And China.
By attacking them, one nation's attack is another's defense. This is part of the American psyche. The love of guns and violence. Whoa. No. Look, I grew up around guns. And if you think about it, in this violent world is the only realistic form of self-defense. So this will be your first feature?
Yes.
I would love to read it. Oh, don't bother. He's not letting anyone.
He'll be the first one, I promise.
Can you tell us what it's about?
You really want to know?
Yes, please. Tell us. It's actually very good.
Okay, essentially it's about a prehistoric man living in the modern world.
And what? What? Dude, that's already a movie, man. Are you serious? It's with that guy. You know, the guy.
What guy?
The guy. He's in The Mummy?
No.
I love that film.
No.
What, Billy Zane?
No. The guy.
It's not Billy Zane. Really? I'm pretty sure it was.
It's not.
No, he looked like Billy Zane, but it was not Billy Zane.
Well, it's
the
nothing.
The guy. Come on, what's his fucking name?
Oh, Arnold Bozo. Wow, he really does look like Billy Zane.
No.
I told you.
It's
Brendan Fraser. And the movie is, California Man.
California Man. Mm-hmm. Well, back in the States, it was called Encino Man, but you got it.
Encino Man? Well, they called it Encino Man. What kind of title is that?
I don't know.
Dude, how's it feel to be making Encino Man 2?
In the kitchen, Adam flips a steak on the griddle. He nudges it with metal tongs. Smoke rises from the steak. He purses his lips. He looks around. The setting sun silhouettes trees. Clouds move across the darkening sky. In the kitchen, Adam takes two plates of food and walks towards the dining room.
It's the natural evolution of the martial arts. You know, it's not some sport with gentlemanly rules and all of that.
Seriously, I think it's the only combat system in which you can attack and defend at the same time. Mm. Oh, I'll show you. Adam, hit me.
What?
Hit me.
Why?
Okay. Well, I guess the best form of defense is being a fucking pussy.
Adam slaps Lucas.
Adam, what's wrong with you?
Adam, mouth agape, sits next to Eva.
Adam, apologize.
Adam looks around. He shakes his head and looks at Lucas.
I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Whatever, pussy.
They glare at each other.
You know what? Let's eat. Yeah.
Adam looks down. Lucas glares at him. Lucas looks at Eva. He looks at Chloe. She looks away. Lucas picks up his steak with a knife and looks at it. Adam sneaks a peek at him. Lucas puts a forkful of meat in his mouth. Adam watches him. Lucas chews and stares at Adam. Chloe eats and looks at Lucas.
Delicious, no?
Lucas looks at her and chews. Adam places the salt near Lucas.
I need salt.
Lucas, chewing, looks at Adam. He looks at Chloe. He sprinkles some salt on the steak. Adam watches him. Lucas cuts a piece of steak and eats it. He chews and nods. He smiles at Adam. Lucas points at Adam with his knife.
You know how to make a good steak, mate. I'll give you that.
Thanks, mate.
Proper.
Eva shakes her head and chews. She takes a drink of red wine. Eva pours more from the carafe into her glass. She fills Lucas's glass. She moves to pour wine in Chloe's glass. Chloe moves it away.
Mm. No more for me.
Oh, come on, we're celebrating.
No. Thank you.
Eva stares at Chloe. She puts the carafe down and smiles at Chloe.
You're not...
Not what?
Lucas, chewing, smiles at Eva.
You are?
Lucas.
What? I didn't say anything.
She told me I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Lucas! Oh my God, that's amazing!
What's this?
How many weeks?
10.
You're pregnant?
I know, I know. I mean, I've got to grow up at some point, right? And, we're happy and we're healthy and we're in love. And as the great guru once said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
I think it's wonderful. Cheers.
Eva holds out her glass.
Cheers.
Cheers to unplanned parenthood.
Lucas smiles at Adam, who looks away.
Mm. Okay, so what is it? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's too early.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no. It's a lad.
We don't know.
100% prime rib lad.
Okay, what about names?
We're still thinking.
Well, I'm thinking Lucas, but...
We're still thinking.
You're such a fucking narcissist.
Really? Okay, then, Eva, what shall I call our child, Eve? Or Adam? What about Isaac? Jesus Christ. Zeus. Thor. Actually, Thor's quite good.
I think you're going to be a wonderful dad, Lucas.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm going to teach... Little Thor, the ways of the world.
Well, then watch out, world, huh?
Sorry, where did you say the bathroom was?
Oh, they're just down there, babe.
Thank you.
No problem. See ya.
Chloe walks towards the bathroom. Eva puts her arm on Adam's shoulder. They look at each other. Adam nods. He looks away and purses his lips. Eva looks at Lucas.
Lucas
covers his face with his napkin. He lets the napkin drop, revealing his eyes. He looks at Eva.
I know. It's a complete fucking whirlwind. But... I love her. Like, 100%. It's full.
I mean, she's nice.
She's fantastic, right?
I hope the baby gets her looks.
Right?
Mm-hmm, and her brains, too.
Oi, have your cigarette.
Adam leaves the table. His smile disappears. Eyes wide, Adam walks quickly around a corner and down a hallway. He stands in front of a closed door.
I'll be a minute.
It's me.
Chloe lets Adam into the bathroom. Adam holds his arm out, his mouth agape. Adam shakes his head. Chloe raises an eyebrow.
What the fuck? I mean, what the fuck?
I get it. We had our little moment. And now you're thinking, what will people say? But Adam, what if it never happened? Then there's nothing to worry about.
What?
Nothing ever happened. What? You're going to go out there? And tell Eva? Nothing ever happened.
Chloe strokes Adam's arms and places her hands on his neck.
Say it.
Chloe holds his face in her hands. Adam opens his eyes, his brow furrowed.
Nothing ever happened.
Good boy.
Chloe walks out. Adam puts his hand over his mouth. He approaches the large mirror on the wall and leans on the counter. He lifts his head slowly and looks at himself. Outside, the monolithic sculpture pierces the night sky. A floodlight at its base shines on one side, moonlight glows on the other. Eva closes the drapes. Inside the dining room.
Great family, and I liked him. I really genuinely liked the guy, you know. And I never ever persuaded him to do anything that he didn't want to do. And then suddenly a fucking heart attack. It's my fault? I mean, come on, that is bollocks. That's complete fucking bollocks. I mean, you know me, right? I'm a good guy. I didn't do anything wrong. The judge said that. It's a fact. He's a grown man. He knew what he was getting himself into, right?
Eva stares at Lucas. Adam enters the room.
Lighter.
He holds up a lighter. They look at him.
Hey!
Adam walks out.
I feel bad. I feel a bit bad, you know. But it's not my fault. You understand that, right? Hey? Yeah. You reap what you sow, right?
Outside, Adam looks up at the monolith. He lights a cigarette. Adam takes another puff. The cigarette tip glows red in the moonlight. Adam looks in the direction of a noise. He takes small steps towards the noise. He walks through wooden barn doors towards a bush. A bird flies out of the bush. Adam ducks.
Fuck.
Adam notices something on the ground. He bends forward and moves slowly closer. Dead fox, with a large open wound in its torso, lies on the grass. Adam puts the back of his hand to his nose and moves away. He looks back. He walks away down a dark path towards the light of the house. Adam enters the kitchen. He wipes his face with his hand. Lucas waits around the corner. He grabs Adam's arm and hand. He twists it behind Adam's back.
Fuck!
Lucas.
Lucas kicks Adam's leg out from under him.
What's that? Tap out!
Lucas, what are you doing?
Tap out, brother.
Lucas, stop that!
Lucas grins and shrugs. Eva shakes her head.
What? Come on, let's get him back.
Lucas, don't bother. He's a child.
Adam looks at Eva. He shrugs.
I'll just get dessert then, shall I?
Yeah, go get desserts, pussy.
In the kitchen, coffee pours from an espresso machine into a cup. Adam leans against the island countertop. He stares at a tray of four coffee cups.
What? He's a big boy. He can handle himself. You're a big boy now, aren't you?
Adam grins and nods. He stares ahead. His head slowly rises. He spots the small black box that Lucas gave him. At the dining room table, Adam watches Lucas drink the espresso.
You know, no one really knows his original purpose. Celebration? Rebirth? Coming of age? Whatever it was for, it was a threshold, a focal point, for one thing to die and another one to be reborn. That's why it's called the Ghetto Stone, or Gateway Stone.
I knew you'd love this city.
It's right up your strata.
I really do feel like I belong here.
Eva puts her hand on Adam's.
It feels like we're home.
Chloe gives Lucas a look.
Yeah, we need to have a chat, actually. I realise this isn't the most ideal time, but, you know, there's no time like the present, so. But the truth of it is that your involvement in this project is, I mean, it's had a bigger impact than I had anticipated. And that's kudos to you, E, really. And so I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I've had an offer, an unsolicited offer, on this place. It's far in excess of the fee that we agreed. I mean, it is significantly higher. And I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place here, because the truth of it is that I actually really need this sale. I realise this isn't ideal. But the train is leaving the station, so to speak. And so I need to get this sorted tonight, one way or the other. You know, so we should probably...
Adam and Eva stare at Lucas.
I mean, what do you suggest?
Eva shakes her head. She puts her hand on the bridge of her nose. Adam rubs his face.
Fucking hell, man. You're such a dick. Come on, mate. Why are you such a dick?
Well, help me out here. What would you do if you were in my shoes? I mean, make me an offer.
No. Actually, you're right, Lucas. It'll be very hard for us to go. It actually would be a shame. But Adam and I and my stone will have to find another place to live.
Well, no. Actually, we have a contract.
Which says I owe my work until I'm paid in full.
Now, hold on a second.
Or we stay. We pay half what we agreed. And you get to keep my work. For nothing. You don't have to give me a penny.
Me?
Eva puts her hand on Adam's arm and raises her finger.
Well, that is very interesting.
So, we have a deal, yes or no?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if it balances out totally. But... it's you guys. And I love you guys, and I love your passion. And I really love how much this project also means to you. So, yes, you absolutely have a deal. Absolutely.
Lucas extends his hand to Eva. She shakes it.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Well, lucky for you guys, I've actually got a clean copy of the contract. I say luck, but luck is just preparation meets opportunity, isn't it? God, I'm so happy. Oh, what we'll do is we'll just do a side letter.
I'm not sure about this. I need to think about this.
What is there to think about? We want this house. Let's make it happen.
This is crazy.
Why? Listen, this way, your half is covered. I don't want you to have to worry.
Adam,
I don't make my work to keep it. I make it so we can have the life we want.
Oh, this is just awesome. I'm going to have to get you guys to chip in, give me some advice about the next phase. You know, what works, what doesn't. All right, let's have a look here.
Adam stares wide-eyed at Lucas. Lucas places the contract on the table in front of Adam. Eva takes it and signs it. Lucas looks at his phone.
Hey, guys. What's up? So, we just had a blazing meal cooked by maestro Mr. Adam here. It was incredible. Don't hang up the apron strings there, brother. This is a big moment in all our lives. We are making history, making dreams come true. The first slice of paradise has gone. Introducing the first residents of Gateway.
Adam holds the pen over the contract. He looks at Lucas's phone.
Is that live or...?
Yeah, but looking good.
I'd rather not. I'm not a big fan of being on camera.
Oh, we've got a shy one.
Hey, just don't look at them.
Relax. Don't overthink it.
Okay, come on, let's give him a drum roll. Give him some encouragement. Starting here. Ooh.
Ooh. Stop! Stop. I can't sign it.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I'm not ready.
Dude, just do what she says. You always do.
Adam takes a glass of wine and throws it in Lucas's face.
You are such a child.
Adam takes another glass of wine from the table. They struggle for the glass.
Adam, it's gonna break. Let go.
You let go.
No, you let go.
You let go.
No, you let go.
Adam, let go!
Do what the lady says.
Adam lets go.
Good boy.
Adam takes a glass of wine from the table and throws it at Lucas. Lucas throws a glass at Adam, who ducks. Adam lunges and grabs Lucas around the waist.
Lucas, stop it! What are you doing?
Lucas throws Adam down. He presses Adam's face against the floor.
Who's the daddy? Who's the daddy? Huh? Maybe I am. Right, Chloe?
Lucas looks at Chloe. She looks at him. She looks at Eva.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Lucas stares at Chloe. He stands. Adam gets off the floor. He looks at Eva. She glares at him.
E, get the fuck out of my house.
Chloe looks at Lucas. Chloe walks away. Adam shakes his head to Eva. Teary-eyed, she walks past him and Lucas. She leaves the dining room. Lucas lunges at Adam. Eva approaches the front door. Two men in grotesque animal masks. One aims a shotgun at her. Black. A white word appears. Invasion. The man wearing a black crow mask puts his hand over Eva's mouth and pushes her against the door. The man in a goat's skull mask enters the house and aims the shotgun at her. The crow man wraps black duct tape around Eva's mouth. He ziplocks her hands together. The goat's skull man closes the front door. The crow man leads Eva by the hands. They all walk into the dining room. They stand and watch Adam and Lucas wrestle on the floor. The goat skull man points his shotgun at them. Adam presses his hand against Lucas's face. Lucas holds Adam's fist at bay. Eva watches them, her cheeks wet with tears. Adam lifts his head and notices the masked men with Eva. He gets off of Lucas.
Fuck you.
going on?
Get the fuck out of my house!
Okay, okay, okay. Lee? You okay?
She nods. Goatman points the shotgun at her head.
The fuck is going on? Why are you doing this to us?
The Crowman zip-ties Adam's and Lucas's hands behind their backs. He wraps duct tape around Adam's mouth. Eva watches. A tear drips down over the tape covering her mouth. Crowman holds Adam's head in his hand. He tapes Lucas's mouth shut. He holds Lucas's head and looks in his eyes. Crowman walks behind Lucas. He puts his arm around Lucas's chest and forces him down onto his knees. Crowman reaches into Adam's pants pocket and removes his cell phone. He puts his arm around Adam's chest and pushes him down onto his knees. The invaders wear khaki green coveralls. Crowman approaches Eva. His long black beak is close to her face. Eva looks down. A tear rolls down her cheek and over the black tape. Goatman aims his shotgun at Lucas and Adam. Crowman leads Eva by the hands and has her kneel behind them. Crowman pulls flowers from a glass vase. He throws Adam and Lucas's cell phones into the vase of water. He motions to Goatman, holding up four fingers and shaking his head. He points to Goatman and points at Lucas, Eva, and Adam. Goatman shakes his head. Crowman walks away. Crowman enters the kitchen. He looks around. It's empty. He walks out. Adam notices Chloe approaching. She stops upon seeing them on their knees at gunpoint. Chloe runs out of the front door. Goatman notices and moves towards the door. He looks at the captives and stops to aim at them. Outside, Chloe runs towards a car. Crowman snaps his head to the right and runs in that direction. Crowman watches Chloe drive away. She drives down the dirt path. An oncoming car's headlights shine on her face. She jerks the steering wheel. Black. Chloe's car is stopped in the trees off the road. Steam rises from under the hood. A figure approaches from the car in the road. He pulls her door open. She kicks at him and crawls out of the other door. Chloe stands and is blocked by Crowman. He grabs her and lifts her. She struggles. The monolith pierces the night sky. In the dining room, Goatman stands before his three kneeling captives. Crowman enters, leading Chloe by her zip-tied hands. She has a gag in her mouth. Crowman pushes her down with the others. She leans close to Lucas's ear. Crowman drops Chloe's phone in the vase of water. Bubbles float to the top from her phone. The third invader wears a mask in the shape of a ram's skull. He wears khaki coveralls and carries a gun. Crowman shakes a can of spray paint. Crowman kneels down next to Lucas and looks him in the eye. He sprays paint on the floor, forming a red circle around the four captives. They all look at him. Crowman stands in front of them and cocks his head to the side. Crowman passes the spray can from hand to hand. Eva rests her head against Adam's chest and cries. She looks up at him. Crowman sits on a bookshelf. He places his arm over a row of books. He knocks the books onto the floor. Crowman jumps onto the shelf. He looks at them. He sprays red paint all over an abstract painting. Ramskull Man and Goat Man watch. Crowman knocks a lamp over. He pulls dried poppy plants from a vase and throws them in the air. He throws the dirt from the vase onto the floor. He knocks over an abstract gold sculpture. He stands on a bookshelf. He sprays red paint on a painting. He kicks a lamp over. He sprays another painting. The paint runs out. He throws it on the floor. He lifts the sprayed painting off the wall and smashes it against the corner of the fireplace mantel. The Crowman kicks an antique globe with the back of his foot. He poses with his arm on his hip next to a disc mounted above the fireplace. He flips it onto the ground. He kicks a large painting to pieces. Crowman knocks the dining room chairs over. He bangs his hands on the dining room table. He pours the carafes of wine and water on the floor. He pushes the cups and plates off the table. He sends a cake flying and jumps on the table. He dances on the top, jumps off, and flips it over. He swings his arms from side to side, legs apart. He looks at his captives. Crowman drags a chair past the captives towards the other two invaders. Eva presses her forehead against the side of Adam's head. Crowman sets up a small tripod. He adjusts a cell phone camera aimed at the chair. He hits record. Eva whimpers, her forehead on Adam's. Crowman grabs Lucas by the arm and leads him towards the chair. Eva cries. Crowman and Lucas look at her. Chloe bows her head. Seated, the tape is removed from Lucas's mouth. Crowman holds a clear plastic bag of blood over Lucas's head. He cuts it open. Blood drips onto Lucas's head and down his face. Adam and Eva look down. Crowman, his hands bloody, tapes a blood-stained laminated document under the camera lens. Lucas looks at it.
I'm not reading that.
Crowman kneels beside Chloe. He holds the jackknife blade next to Chloe's cheek. Tears in her eyes, she looks at Lucas.
Okay.
Lucas blinks his eyes. Blood drips down his lips and into his mouth. It drips off his beard. He stares into the camera.
Hey, guys. What's up? I have a confession to make. I'm a snake. Don't trust anything I say, because I'm a liar, and I'm a cheat.
So make your offer some gateway now. For your very own slice of paradise. You'll be as welcome here as I am. Because the opportunity is great and the time is now. So register your interest for a chance to be a part of history. Come and join us now at Gateway.
black. White words appear. Tables turn.
There you go.
Goatman and Ramskull sit on a couch. They watch the video on the phone. Crowman sits in a chair holding the shotgun. Lucas, his mouth taped, writhes and opens his eyes wide.
So make your office on Gateway now.
Chloe puts a hand on Lucas's shoulder. He doesn't notice. Eva looks at Adam. She shakes her head. He shakes his head. She glares at him. He looks away.
You'll be welcome here as I am.
Goatman hands Ramskull the phone. Crowman snaps his fingers and motions for the phone. Crowman puts the shotgun on a coffee table and takes the phone from Ramskull. Crowman hands keys to Ramskull.
Come and join us now at Gateway.
Ramskull leaves. Crowman watches the video.
Hey guys, what's up?
Goatman follows Ramskull out.
I have a confession to make.
Crowman holds the phone so Lucas can see.
I'm a snake.
Lucas kicks at Crowman. Outside on the driveway, Goatman pats Ramskull on the back. He holds Ramskull's shoulder. They stop and look at each other. Goatman watches Ramskull walk away. In the dining room, Lucas falls on his side. Crowman films Lucas writhing on the floor. Outside, Goatman approaches the monolith. He looks up at it. Ramskull walks down the dirt road towards his car. Lucas struggles. Goatman stares at the monolith. Ramskull opens the door to a vehicle. He gets in the driver's seat. Goatman touches the monolith. Ramskull turns the ignition. Lucas maneuvers his hands in front of him. Crowman drops the phone. He runs and grabs the shotgun. Lucas takes the jackknife and jams it into the side of Crowman's head. Shuddering, Crowman drops the shotgun. Lucas lets go of the jackknife sticking out of Crowman's cheek. Adam, Eva, and Chloe get to their feet. They watch Crowman walk to the wall, lean against it, and slide to the floor. Lucas breaks his zip ties across his thigh. Adam points to the phone on the floor. Lucas takes it. He throws it in the vase of water. Goatman enters the room.
Look at the gun!
Lucas grabs the shotgun from the floor. Goatman kneels next to Crowman. Lucas aims at them.
Motherfucker! Fuck! Stay there! I'm gonna eat your face. I'm gonna fucking eat your face. You stay back! I'm gonna shoot you!
Lucas looks at the shotgun.
Lucas! Run!
Lucas throws down the gun and runs. Goatman chases him. Ramskull, holding a bolt gun, enters. He looks at them. He looks at Crowman on the floor. Lucas runs out of the house and onto the driveway with Goatman behind him. Goatman stops in the driveway and runs in a different direction. In the dining room, Eva eyes the shotgun on the floor. Ramskull points his gun at Eva. She looks at him.
That isn't loaded, is it?
Ramskull aims his gun at Adam and Chloe, who move slowly towards him. Eva moves to the side and behind Crowman. Eva grabs Ramskull from behind. They fall. Chloe takes a knife from the floor. She cuts Adam's hands free. Eva wrestles with Ramskull. Adam tears the tape from his face. He kneels and tapes Ramskull's hands together. Chloe grabs shotgun shells from a duffel bag. Chloe struggles to open the shotgun's chambers. Adam cuts Eva's hands free, releasing her grip on Ramskull. She pushes him off her. Adam holds him down. Eva takes the shotgun from Chloe. She opens the chamber and inserts two shotgun shells. Ramskull's mask falls off. Adam and Dan look at each other. Eva aims the shotgun at Dan.
Stop! Dan?
You know him?
Yeah.
He's one of Alan Wicks's sons.
We need to help Lucas. Now.
Yeah. Did you find any for that?
I don't know.
It's so fucked up.
Adam, go check on him.
Adam takes the bolt gun and kneels next to Crowman lying on the floor.
What did you do to him?
Dan, his eyes filled with tears, looks at Adam and Crowman.
He was acting so crazy.
Nothing.
Adam, what was wrong with him?
I don't know.
Adam, did you spike his drink?
Adam looks away, mouth open. He shrugs.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you, Adam?
How was I supposed to know this was going to happen?
Get the car keys. Get help. I'm going to get Lucas.
No, you get help. I'll go.
Adam!
This is my fault. I need to go. I need to help him.
Eva gives Adam the shotgun.
Here. I'm sorry, but...
Adam looks at Chloe.
You know.
Eva punches Adam in the mouth. He steps back, mouth agape, eyes wide. Eva shakes her head. Adam runs out. Outside, Adam runs across the driveway. Lucas runs through the woods. He knocks branches out of his way. Lucas stops. He looks around. He listens. He looks quickly in all directions. Lucas sees Goatman walk towards him and stop.
Chloe.
Goatman pulls off his mask. Neil nods slightly.
I loved your dad. You stole our home. It was too much for him.
A tear rolls down Neil's cheek.
It killed him. No one was supposed to get hurt. We just wanted to scare you. Humiliate you. Just like you humiliated our dad!
Who are you?
Neil furrows his brow. He looks at Lucas. Lucas raises his fists.
Have you taken something? Hey, no.
Neil extends his hand. Lucas knocks it away.
It's okay. It's okay.
Lucas jumps on top of Neil, knocking him to the ground. He sits on him and punches him.
Stop!
Lucas grabs Neil by the collar and headbutts him. On his knees, Lucas looks around and blinks his eyes. Neil kicks Lucas. Lucas falls. He punches Neil in the head. They both kneel. Lucas grabs Neil's head. Neil punches him in the side. They both fall. Lucas mounts Neil. Neil pushes him off. Lucas crawls away. Neil crawls after him and knees him in the side. They get to their feet. Lucas charges Neil and falls on top of him. Neil kicks him in the head. Neil crawls on top of Lucas's back. Neil puts his arm around Lucas's neck. Neil pushes Lucas's face into the ground. Neil screams. He presses harder. Lucas's legs wiggle underneath Neil. Lucas's legs go still. Adam approaches them. He aims the shotgun at Neil.
Get off him! Lucas! Lucas! Lucas!
Neil gets off Lucas's back.
Stay where you are. It's loaded now. I'm warning you. Stay back! You've got your brother.
Neil slowly walks closer to Adam. Neil pushes the shotgun barrel aside. He grabs the shotgun from Adam's hands. He aims it at Adam. Adam puts his hands up. Adam kneels. The goat skull mask lies on the ground. Black. White words appear. Finale. Eva and Chloe lead Dan out of the house. Chloe holds a knife at his back. Eva has him by the arm. They walk into the driveway towards an SUV. Dan lies on the ground behind the SUV.
Get in! Get in!
Chloe pokes Dan's leg with the knife. She pokes again. Chloe stabs harder.
Stop! Let him loose!
Eva and Chloe notice Neil holding Adam at gunpoint. Chloe cuts the tape on Dan's hands. Neil and Adam approach.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Eva gives Adam a look. She looks away. Adam looks down.
Bolt gun.
Dan takes the bolt gun from Eva.
Knife.
Dan takes Chloe's knife.
Keys.
Eva takes the keys from her pocket. She throws them to Neil. He catches them.
Get in.
Neil aims the shotgun at them. Eva, Adam, and Chloe get in the back of the SUV. Neil closes the door on them. Adam sits between Eva and Chloe.
Is he okay? Adam, what happened to Lucas?
I don't know.
What?
I was too late. I was in the woods and I don't know. I tried.
You tried? How exactly did you try? Answer me!
Chloe slaps his arm.
Maybe you should have gone. I was trying. I'm sorry.
Good for you.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do. They haven't got a choice now.
Adam looks out of the back window. Nearby, Neil stands at the back of their van. Dan watches the SUV. Neil loads the bolt gun. He hands Dan the shotgun. Dan takes it. Neil pats Dan on the cheek and returns to the back of the van. In the back seat of the SUV, Adam stares ahead. He swallows. He looks at Eva.
Dan would never hurt you. I'll get the other one inside. You get the gun and run. You've done it before, you can do it again.
No, Adam, I don't...
I love you.
Out! Out!
Eva and Adam get out.
Listen, Neil. It's Neil, right? No, I never knew your father, but I heard only good things. He was a good man. Lucas behaved terribly. I understand. It must be hard seeing us live here.
Adam and Neil look at the house. Dan stares at them.
Here's an idea. I'll take you inside, and we'll sign this place over to you. No strings. It can be yours. Tonight. And we'll do that. And you let us go. Okay?
Back in the house.
Yeah, just you and me, Neil.
All of us.
Okay.
Adam walks towards the house with Neil behind him. Eva and Chloe follow Neil with Dan behind them. They walk across the large driveway towards the house. Adam swallows. He closes his eyes and opens them.
Where?
Upstairs. Where? On my desk. Come on, I'll show you.
Not you. Her.
No, really.
I said her.
Mouth agape, Adam looks at Neil.
Come on, move. Take them in there.
Neil follows Eva up the stairs. Adam pulls up his sleeves and walks towards the dining room. Chloe follows him with Dan aiming the shotgun at her. Eva enters the office. Neil points the bolt gun at her head. She stops. Neil pushes her forward. Eva approaches the desk.
It's right there.
She points to the contract. Neil looks at it. Eva looks at the block of wood in the shape of a house on the desk. In the living room, Adam turns and faces Dan. He runs past Dan. Dan aims the shotgun at Adam. Chloe looks at the knife in Dan's pocket. Adam turns the corner and runs upstairs. Dan shoots at the ceiling. Eva grabs the wooden house. She smashes it across Neil's face. He stumbles backwards. She bites his arm. He throws her. Adam charges Neil. They both fly through the large glass windows. Downstairs, Dan looks up. He turns away. Chloe grabs the knife from his pocket. He turns back. The shotgun goes off, blowing Chloe backwards. Dan, knife protruding from his shoulder, stumbles away. Chloe lies on her back, her eyes closed. Outside, Adam lies on his back on the ground, eyes closed, a large bloody gash on his cheek, small cuts on his face. Beside him lies Neil, eyes closed, face covered in blood, a puddle of blood beneath his head. Dan hobbles towards them, his hand on his shoulder. Dan stands over them. He looks at Neil covered in shards of glass.
Stop!
Dan walks away. Eva approaches, carrying the bolt gun. She puts her hand on Adam's chest and shakes it. He doesn't move. Eva walks after Dan. He leans against the monolith's pedestal. She points the gun at him. He looks up at her. He closes his mouth. His eyes glisten. She furrows her brow. Adam takes the bolt gun from Eva's hand. He points it at the top of Dan's head and cocks it. Blood spurts from Dan's head. He slumps to the ground. Adam drops the bolt gun. He walks over to Eva. They embrace. From above, Adam and Eva hold each other on the grass near the monolith. Dan's body lies at the foot of the monolith in the center of the courtyard. Black. A white word appears. Barbarians. Audio description written by Henry Kaufman and Stacey Kaufman. Narrated by David Ault. Described by Audio Eyes. Credits appear. Written and directed by Charles Dorfman. Story by Charles Dorfman, Staten Rogue. Produced by Jason Newmark, Laurie Cook. Produced by Charles Dorfman. Co-producer, Neil Jones. Executive producer, David Gilbury. Executive producer, Marlon Vogelgesang. Executive producer, Samuel Marshall. Associate producer, Nathan Adabadze. Director of photography, Charlie Harans. Editor, Tommy Balding. Production designer, Christopher Richmond. Costume designer, Tina Calavas. Hair and makeup designer, Chloe Edwards. Post-production supervisor, Nadia Luthra. Music supervisor, Claire Freeman. Composer, Mark Canman. Casting director, Julie Harkin, CDG. Cast in order of appearance. Lucas, Tom Cullen. Chloe, Inez Spiridonov. Adam, Ewan Rian. Eva, Catalina Sandino Moreno. Dan, Connor Swindells. Neil, Tommy McDonnell. John, Will Kemp. Alan Wicks, Kevin Ryan. Supervising sound editor, Tony Gibson. Sound mixer, Malcolm Cromie. Special thanks, Kate and Southern Morris, Teresa and Clive Dawkins, Alexis Garcia, Claire and Theo Cook. Credits continue. Shot on location in Surrey, UK. Copyright 2020, Barbarians Film Limited.